when the only constant in life is change, you need to be ready. This is the Man-Made Survival Show.
Are you ready for medical martial law? Hi, my name is Jose Prado with Man-Made Survival, and I'd like to welcome you back to the channel. And I want to thank everybody that has subscribed, everybody that has left a comment, and everybody who has liked the video and shared it with others. Thank you so much. What we're trying to do here is that we're trying to bring you the news, okay? The news that are related to survival, and we're going to try and give you the best way to prepare for those things that are happening. For example, the coronavirus, you know, is something that's happening right now. Okay, and let's move on to that now that we're talking about this. So far today, as in February 4th, the total number infected is 20,701. Okay, that has grown a lot from the last time that we lit that, or not the last time, but about a week ago, okay, when it was in the low thousands. It has grown a lot and very, very quickly, okay? And they have projected that it's gonna grow even more. They think that by the end of February, if things continue the way they are, it will grow to over 100 million people infected. 138 million to be exact, okay? And that's conservative numbers because of the ratio that they used. It is not where it is right now, it's lower. So meaning that the actual ratio being higher, that means that that number infected will grow even more or will be larger than they anticipate, okay? So let's pay attention right now and not panic, but do it right while we still have time. The number of people who have unfortunately passed away is 427. That number may be lower or it may be low. We don't know the exact number because we know for one that China has arrested people for showing videos of piles of body being put in a van and carried away, okay? And also, we know that they have cremated people, but what we don't know is that they, we don't know if they have accounted those people before cremation. We don't know that part. So we'll go with the official number, which is 427, okay? Now, from this point on, I want to advise people that viewer discretion is advised because the videos I'm going to show today are pretty rough. Okay, so if you don't like to watch those sort of things, then this is the time for you to quit the video and move on to the next. However, I encourage you to stay because you can see the reality not only of this virus but what medical martial law looks like. Okay, now the first video comes from Hal Turner Radio Show and it shows a guy who is working at his desk and then he suddenly falls ill. Here's that video. Now that is scary, okay? And what I wanna point out is that he probably didn't know he was sick and he suddenly fell ill, all right? We've seen that part. But the other thing is that more than likely that entire space he was in is infected. When before he got into that room, and whatever surfaces he touched, his coworkers might have touched after him are more than likely sick. Before getting to work, if he used the public transportation, whoever was in the bus, the Uber, whatever it may be, more than likely they are infected. And whoever lives at home with him, okay? Because we don't know if this guy knew he was infected or not, but he fell ill. And let's just say that they finally realizes he's laying there and somebody comes in to help them without wearing any protection, now that person is ill. Okay? Now, the next video shows something pretty, to me, it's pretty gruesome, because it shows the reality of how medical martial law might play out in the United States. Okay? It's happening over there, but let's bring it here, because we do know that there's 11 confirmed cases in the United States. Okay? And we also know that there's 110 that were under observation. I don't know. They haven't said they have lifted that observation, but more than likely it's 2 weeks, because 14 days for the incubation period, plus 195 people that have come into the military base who are under quarantine. Okay, so we do have a large number of people right now. However, I don't know if they're just, nothing is happening and they're not reporting on it, or they're just deliberately not reporting on it. But the point is that that could very well happen here. Okay, the medical martial law. And now I'm going to show you this next video, and I want your opinion on this one. That guy fought tooth and nail to not leave. Okay, he didn't want to be taken away. Now let's bring it here. What would you do in that situation? Okay, will you comply and go? Or will you fight because you do not want to live with him, because you don't want to get infected? Okay, I raised that question a few videos back, and somebody answered me on the comment section, and they say, okay, so what if I'm not sick, and then they take me away to get tested, but they sit me next to someone who is sick, and now I become sick? And that's you know, that's a very good comment, because you may not be sick, and you have taken every precaution not to get sick, but either way, they come in, and they haul you away. What do you do? Where they come in and say, well, your area is very highly contaminated, so we got to test you too. All right? What would you do then? Now, these people in China, there has been videos that have come out, okay, that show that new hospital, the new rooms, they look like prison cells of where you go and die. That's how they have described it online, okay? And the windows have metal bars and everything. I mean, it looks pretty rough. Okay, now, not everyone is getting quarantined. No, excuse me. Not everyone is getting hauled away. Okay, this happens to be one of those videos. However, this is what's happening to those people in China now. Here we go. They are being boarded into their home. They are being quarantined to the point that they cannot even get out. I mean, you can find ways to get out. You can climb down. You can, you know, do whatever you need to get out. But the point is that the government has taken so far that they have come and they have put boards in people's home and just leave them in there, barricade them in there, okay? This is why it's important for you to have food and water, because the incubation period is 14 days, okay? But we don't know how long they're going to be in there for. So do you have at least 14 days to survive something like this of food in your house? Food and water, okay? Because let's remember, you can last 21 days without food, but you can only last about 3 days without water. It depends on the weather too. If it's really hot, it can even be lower than that, okay? So think about that. These people are being boarded into their home. Now, here's another two videos, okay? I'm going to play them, you know, one after the other. The first one shows how people are being welded into their home. You heard me right, welded into their home. And the second video shows somebody try to open the door and see, and you can see the metal bars welded into their home. Here we go. That is insane. That is really, really crazy. Okay, now all the videos that I've shown so far to this point, they come from Zero Hedge. So they're the credit that's due. But what would you do in that situation? Okay, when you see that they come in, the FEMA comes in, and they just start working in your door saying you can't get out. And you can hear the people inside protesting. And no matter what, they should. But let's say that the things were taken that far here in the United States. What would you do? Do you have enough food and water to last? Okay. Now, we're going to move on to the next thing, which is an article from news.rthk.hk. Okay. The government said on Monday that it has 500 electronic wristbands ready to monitor Hong Kong people placed into quarantine in their own homes. The Department of Health said Hong Kong residents have been in the virus-ravaged area over the period of 14 days. Excuse me, would be ordered to stay at home with a quarantine period also 14 days. Okay, that's 28 days, and that sounds like the title of a movie, don't it? But anyways, the point is that they have been placed under house arrest. Okay. Now, the video I'm going to show here in a minute explains all of this. Here we go.
The Director of Health, Constance Chan, revealed that about 30 families who have recently traveled to Hubei province are under medical surveillance. She said they will be put under home quarantine. They will be made to wear smart wristbands, which will ensure they stay inside the flat during the quarantine period. The Government Chief Information Officer, Victor Lam, explained how this works.
This smart wristband will work together with this smartphone. So the signal will be sent basically or exchanged between the smartphone and the smart wristband. If the smartphone is disconnected, an alert will be immediately sent to the Department of Health and the police for follow-up. And if the wristband, this wristband is broken, an alert will also be immediately sent to the Department of Health and the police for follow-up.
But he admitted that authorities couldn't track them if they leave their homes because the wristbands don't have GPS functions. Mr. Lam said officials could only try to find them by calling them. A notice will be put up at the buildings where people under home quarantine live, but the detailed addresses would not be disclosed. Officials said people who violate a home quarantine order will face a maximum jail sentence of 6 months and a fine of $5,000. Meanwhile, the Undersecretary for Health, Choi Tak-yi, said the government was actively looking for suitable sites to be used as quarantine centres, as 76 out of 97 units at three existing facilities have already been occupied. 300 extra units will be added at the three holiday camps. He said the heritage lot near Mei Fu could provide 50 units for quarantine purposes. He's also dismissed the concerns of some nearby residents who staged protests against the idea over the weekend.
From all the social media, etc., we understand one of the concerns is whether the setup is a kind of risk to their health. I saw some social media even suspecting that the wind blowing across from the lodge to the nearby estate can spread the disease. I think that is totally unscientific.
Currently, patients confirmed or suspected to be infected will be isolated at the hospitals, while close contacts of infected patients will be sent to quarantine centres.
As you heard it, did you try to get away? The authorities are going to be told, you know, they're going to be made aware that you're either not near your phone or you're trying to escape or whatever the case may be. But the point is that they are taking the draconian measures that they were talking about. Okay? They really, really are. And this is what medical martial law looks like. Are you ready for it? Because this is happening in real time. Okay? All right, now, things are getting pretty desperate with the people in China. Here is another video. Okay? Here we go. As you see, this lady or this medical guy was trying to take the temperature of this lady and she just didn't want it. She just didn't want to and they just got in a fist fight. This is how chaos runs deep into the people, okay? That's when people start to panic so much because they know what it looks like there, okay? And they know the private hospital, you're going to go there and die. We know that people have been desperate enough to wear plastic bottles in their face, to put tampons on their face, okay? Try to use any kind of protection, makeshift protection. And this is a time where you should get prepared before something like that happens. Like I've said, we have all 11 cases in the United States. But the point is that you can do that before, you can get prepared without panicking before anything happens. So sit down with your family. Okay, look at your budget, see how much you can afford. Okay, if you cannot afford storable food, then you need to get canned food. And I know there's places that they sell it for cheap. For example, here where I live, we have what's called Aldi. Okay, and there that store they sell canned goods very, very cheap. You know, like 67 cents for a can of peaches and stuff like that. That's what I mean. Beans are really cheap. So the point is that there's places, just look around, all right? If Walmart don't do it for you, then just look around and see. And you can spend, you know, 50, 60 bucks on those canned goods, and you can have a lot, and it'll last you for at least 2 years. You know, try to get the ones with the later date, but either way, cans can last longer than that. But the point is, get ready, all right? So, this next video I'm going to show you. This person, there was a person who failed to tell his neighbors, the people around him, that he's sick, or that he had been in places where the coronavirus has been, and he was infected. Now the people lashed out at this person's family and they started beating them up. Then here's the video. Oh, Okay. What do you think on that situation? Do you think that was proper for them to beat up this person's family because they failed to disclose that they are infected with the virus? That's how serious things are, okay? And you must be ready for those things. This last video I'm going to show you, okay, it's a video of a lady who got shot because she was trying to escape the barricade, okay, for that's meant to contain the virus. I'm not showing the part where she got shot, but I'm showing after that because, you know, the video is pretty disturbing. But the point is that that's how desperate things are in China, and it can very well happen here too, okay? We have big cities too, New York, 8 million people, you know, Atlanta, Miami, LA, we have big cities, you know, let's say Las Vegas. There's a lot of people that go to Vegas for a day or two and then they go home. So if something like that was to happen in Vegas, it could be horrendous for the entire country. Okay, now here's that video of that lady. All right, now we have taken a look at what medical martial law looks like, at least in China. Okay, it could very well happen here. And the videos that I'm showing, I'm not dissing China, okay, or the government. We know what they are and who they are. But the point is that we're seeing in real time how countries react, okay? For example, I can't remember where that flight went to or came from, but when the passengers were coming out of the plane, they were getting sprayed in all their face, their clothing, everywhere. Okay, they were making sure that people were not infected, and if they, you know, at least not the outside of their body. But the point is that governments are taking measures, and we see how they're reacting. If this wasn't that serious, they wouldn't react that way, and they are reacting that way. So it's more serious than they let us to be. Just their behavior tells us everything we need to know. Okay, this is why we tell you that you need to be prepared. Okay, you be ready. You still have time. Okay, things are not sold out yet. Medical masks were getting sold out, but the point is that there's still things you can buy. So, with that being said, be ready. Get prepared, all right? Buy the food. If you don't have food and water, you need to do that right now. That should be your first thing you do, okay? That's your baseline. And then you prepare for the pandemic. Then you prepare for the war. Then you prepare for the EMP. Then you prepare for blackouts, whatever the case may be that you may be preparing for. The bottom line is that you need food and water first, and then you need the other stuff, okay? Now, right now we're being faced with a pandemic, so after you cover your water, cover your pandemic preps. That's the next thing you do. But for now, do not panic. You still have time, and pay attention to your surroundings. And like we say here, always ready.
The Man-Made Survival Show.